Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. The phones are open if you want to join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. You can bring up absolutely anything that you want to talk about. Here tonight is Ian Reed and Joa to your phone calls and thoughts. We were talking about the election and libertarians just having absolutely no hope anywhere else. Doesn't matter if you get a candidate into the gubernatorial debates, which is what happened down in Georgia.
Shane Hazel,
great candidate. He's a podcaster, very intelligent, very well-spoken libertarian candidate. Just cleaned the clocks of the Republicans and Democrats on that debate stage. Couldn't even get 1%.
Jeez.
The guy in Florida got 0.2%. I mean, there's just...
It's unreal.
Yeah. Well, no, it's actually almost totally real. That's exactly what happened.
Against Marco Rubio. Talk about someone easy to run against.
Well, actually, that guy did a little better, I think. You're thinking of the Senate race. I was talking about the governor
race. You know what it is? People,
people
would rather watch football than watch the debates or even just listen or pay attention. Football.
You're talking about Hector
Sports. Yeah, the Senate guy got 0.4%.
Oh, well, still.
So, yeah. Not even worth talking about.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it really is. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, the New Hampshire Free State Project exists, is to get the best liberty activists to concentrate their activism in one place. Because this is not just like some sort of theoretical thing anymore. It was 20 years ago. It was like, oh, here's a cool idea. Let's try this. Well, now it's a proven working system that is unbeatable. We are infiltrating the old parties now, and one of the interesting things that happened over the last 48 hours and the election results coming out is some of the Democrats are like trying to grave dance and like, ha ha ha, oh, Free Staters, you guys got crushed. Well, actually, no, according to the numbers, more Free Staters were elected than ever before.
But don't you know Don Baldick and Carolyn Leavitt getting crushed really makes libertarianism look bad?
That's what they want you to believe.
I know.
And that's how USA. Clueless. That's how clueless.
Yeah, the guy who had a libertarian wrongfully arrested lost, and that means liberty's losing. You know?
That's what they want to believe, and that's what they may actually believe, and that's fine. They can believe that if they want.
It was not funny. After I get paid,
you know, because you sort of ran up to him in that video, and people were asking me.
No, we were jogging side by side.
Has this guy ever run up to Maggie Hassan? And I was like, yes. And I shared that video from the week before where you like got right inside the line of Hassan's
orders. You know what's funny is that in my police report here. You were talking to the Maggie Hassan campaign, and that I became physically disruptive in the last one, too. Actually, no, I wasn't, and I guess I have the only footage of this. I guess you got to take my word.
It's good footage,
you
can
take my word. I was pushed. I gave my pushback as I am holding my space, and he continues to push me and then slaps my phone out of my hand.
Yep.
Guess who's added to the defamation suit?
Ah.
I would say so.
You're taking it to both parties.
Well, he defames me further on. After being, after I assaulted Don Baldock.
You're talking about the guy that attacked you at the Maggie Hassan?
I can't remember his name. That's how much
just
I care about these people.
An equal opportunity assaulter, you know, just assaulting everybody left and right. It's literally funny. Left and right.
Let's go to the phones here. We got David on the line in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm looking at Baldock's picture right now for the first time.
I'm sorry.
Nice fruit salad there. Yeah, really. Actually, though, I've studied these guys for decades, been in cuffs many, many times, been thrown behind bars a bunch of times, never convicted, just arrested, because I look these guys right in the eye like I'm doing right to you, Don, right now. I'm looking you right in the eye, and I can read your facial expression, dude. I can read your fruit salad on your chest there. I still haven't figured out whose uniform this is. But you're a military dude, and, dude, what you need to do, Baldock, talking directly to you, you
he's
need
listening.
To just tell whomever, pardon?
He's listening.
he's a general, just a one star, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Brigadier General?
Correct.
In what?
The Army, I believe.
In what was he's retired now, right?
Yeah, he was special forces in Africa, and he was also was it Desert Storm he was in or the second Iraq War? Oh yeah, it was Afghanistan. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah. So by the way, David, he's also currently a cop, so he's retired from the military, and of course now picking up some extra hours as a police officer.
Yeah, I can see that in his facial expression, and that's I got many points that we're not going to have time for, but this is one of them. Is you need to talk directly to these people because the message will get to them. And you know, like I'm, Don, I'm not fooled by you. And what you need to do, Don, is just knock this S off. And you know what? Talk behind the scenes to whomever you talk to on the record to start this S and undo this S, Don.
Oh, it's too late. He had the chance to undo it. Like, he could have gone on national and local television the next day and apologized. Nope. He could have said, I was confused. I thought I got hit, but I didn't get hit, and I'm sorry to Mr. Ojella from breaking the flaw. But no, he doubled down and kept lying, because that's what
triple
kind
down,
of man he is.
Quadrupled down.
He's a liar.
Well, what you need to do is give him an out. So what you do is you give him an out on the government side, the criminal side, so that your life is easier on that side. And then if you have, you know, or you feel you have any monetary damages that you need to be compensated for, then you go after the, you know, whomever is behind him government-wise that is potentially liable.
That's him.
So that you're not part of.
I do appreciate your input. I am going to have guidance on this for sure. So I don't want to make any statements on regarding that and how my strategy or what's going forward, but you're not too far off, I'll tell you.
Thanks, David, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. We'll certainly be updating as that case develops.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sure you'll be telling us all about it. Greg is on the line in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Greg.
Hey, want to talk about crypto?
Yes.
So a few days ago I said that Library lost its lawsuit, and that was the big thing. Well, yesterday was a bigger thing.
Mm-hmm.
FTX, which is run by this billionaire Sam Bankman-Fried, who also lobbied the U.S. government a bunch of times, and who wanted the CFTC to oversee. So instead of
this guy, this Bankman, it's you know, why would anybody join the?
Is that his name?
His name is literally Bankman.
Oh my God!
And he ran one of the world's most popular cryptocurrency exchanges that has just melted down within the last few days. It was called, as you mentioned, Greg, FTX. It did get some coverage on this the show last night, but I've been watching this over the past few days and. Wow, what an absolute...
But the guy said on Twitter he's sorry.
Yeah. How many billions has he lost now, Greg, this guy, of customer funds?
Well, yes, but you guys should be happy because the government isn't bailing out these large exchanges like they did with the banks in 2008.
True. Yeah. That's true. Yeah, the exchanges are not as politically influential, as politically connected as the banks, so they're not going to get a bailout. But this Bankman, Sam Bankman-Fried, or Fried, I don't know how the hell you pronounce his name, but he's been begging for regulation of cryptocurrency. That's what this guy is all about. He's been promoting the idea of government regulations of the crypto industry ever since he hit the scene, like just a couple years ago. His exchange is relatively new. It took off. It got real popular real fast, and this guy got real rich real fast, and then apparently, allegedly, started gambling with customer money. That's what they're saying he did. He took billions of customer deposits and started to gamble with it.
Sounds exactly like what happened when they repealed Glass-Steagall. The banks were gambling with people's money. But like you said, if the government isn't going to bail out people and they're not going to regulate it, then we'll have to live with these kinds of centralized actors.
They're going to try to regulate cryptocurrency, and they're going to use Bankman's failure as their latest reason to regulate the crypto business.
They will. By the way, what's up with these last names? Remember Bernie Madoff? It's like Madoff with your money.
Well, life does that a lot. You know, like, you just can't make this stuff up. There's so many examples. I'll give you another one. Here in New Hampshire, no joke, the attorney general's name was seriously, one of the investigators was named Dick Tracy. Seriously, like the actual cop investigating people, his name was Dick Tracy.
You can see a video of him being snarky with me.
Being a dick.
Last year's election.
And then, at the same time that this guy was one of the cops, his boss's name was, no joke, Richard Head. The attorney general's name, Richard Head.
Yeah. Incredible.
You can do the translation. Greg, I think you had a point you wanted to make here. We'll continue in moments. This is...
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones are open. You can join the show here. The number 603-283-6160. We're talking about a little bit about cryptocurrency and the absolute mess that has happened with yet another crypto exchange, yet another centralized cryptocurrency exchange is going down in flames. And it took the Bitcoin price down with it, at least for like, I don't know, 24 hours or so. Yesterday, Bitcoin's price scraped at about 15,000 and change. It's got up back up today. It's like at 17-something right now, so it's kind of made a bit of a recovery. I mean, it wasn't going to stay down forever because Bitcoin doesn't care what happens to these centralized exchanges. Yeah, the market's going to dip whenever something disastrous happens, but Bitcoin's been through a lot of this, right? Like, this isn't the first centralized exchange. This one, the most recent one called FTX, not the first to go, and it isn't going to be the last. We got Greg on the line here with us in New York. You've been watching this. You're in the crypto industry. Greg, your thoughts?
My thoughts, yeah. I liked crypto when it was decentralized. Remember when Bitcoin started? It did in response to the banks in 2008.
Right.
Being bailed out, right? And playing fast and loose with customers' deposits and stuff, right?
Yep.
So, and, you know, those guys have hundreds of years of practice of what to do, but it seems that the crypto industry now has huge centralized players and whales, and they seem to be playing with customer deposits too. Which to me is like a few things happen in crypto space which I'd like to see cleaned up. That's partially, you know, why I'm running what I'm doing with Intercoin. But like what I'd like to see, first of all, is that now any schmuck can create their own smart contract. And people have done that. They have memes since 2020, like meme coins, right, which have no utility. I was talking about this in another call. And so it could be anything. It could be any coin. But it used to be at least I could trust Dogecoin to not rug pull me or have like a weird like bug in the contract on line 32.
Can you describe what a rug pull is?
So yeah, rug pull is, well, technically a rug pull is just when they take out the liquidity from a decentralized exchange. But it came to mean any sort of thing that just makes you lose money in a weird way. So, for example, if the contract
it's a good arguable excuse they can use that's legal or something like that, is what you're saying?
It's getting the rug pulled from under you. It's basically saying that, you know, in the past when I bought Bitcoin or I bought, you know, Dogecoin, I could worry about different things. But one thing I would not worry about is, hey, what if the Dogecoin network just transfers my funds to some account for no reason, right? Like I'm not worried about that. But with these, now anyone can create a smart contract, and the problem is that I can't trust the smart contract. I'm not going to sit there trying to understand every single smart contract.
Sure.
So and most people aren't. Most 99% of people who get involved in these smart contracts, they haven't looked at the code.
Exactly. It's like those codes with Microsoft. It's like the user agreement. You're not going to read that. You're just going to sign it and use the software, right?
Right. You're going to take a risk. And, you know, these people should know they're taking a risk. I mean, if you don't know by now to not store your funds on a centralized Bitcoin exchange, you are going to find out the hard way at some point. Maybe the exchange is going to get hacked and you're going to lose a portion of your money or all of it. Or maybe the exchange is just going to crash and burn and you're going to lose all your money. And then these people on FTX, there were literally people posting on social media today saying that they had their entire life savings on this exchange and now it's all gone.
I think people should know. A DEX, D-E-X, is a decentralized exchange, and those are the ones that I would prefer instead of, like, you know, these larger exchanges that KYC, which, right.
So by the way, here's what's beautiful about these DEXs. You have what's called a factory, a smart contract factory, and what that means is you have, like, a template smart contract, and you only have to have people review that one once, like Uniswap, right? You have that one template. And it's been battle tested. So anytime you create a new liquidity pool, it follows that template. So I don't have to worry about like, oh, this liquidity pool is going to rug pull me. Like, no, they all act exactly the same. That's how the crypto industry should be. Meaning instead of these teams innovating on their smart contract, one says, oh, it's SafeMoon. Another one says it's EverRise or some other thing. It's just ways to shuffle money between people. Okay, it's redistributing, and then you run out of other people's money. This is what happens.
Go
ahead.
I've been convinced recently that XRP is a good game because they have this thing called the Canary Network, or the Canary like mine, where they test these protocols and to see if it's successful or not. And it's not like an actual working crypto yet. And then they decide, oh yeah, actually it is performing the way we want it to perform. And so they instate it into
a lot of cryptos have that. It's called a testnet.
Yeah, testnet, yes.
That's pretty common.
But the way that they're doing it and the way that they're functioning, it just makes more sense than whatever I've seen other ones do. Just kind of like it's doing that process where you don't are reading all the terms and conditions on these things. You're not reading the protocols, and you actually know that it's coming out of the canary, then it's actually a viable thing. So it's been tested. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you don't ever know unless you actually read the code yourself and you're a programmer.
Right.
You have to take somebody else's word for it, which is one of the reasons why
trust is big
you never want to put money into something you can't afford to lose. And that's the huge mistake that these people are making is they're literally putting their entire life savings
right.
into somebody else's hands. They put their life savings into this dude who is such a dork. Like, he can't even sit up straight. He's overweight. He's out of shape. He's just he's embarrassing. He's an embarrassing human specimen. And they just trusted him with billions of dollars. And then he just goes and he gambles it. According to the Wall Street Journal, this bank man had $16 billion in customer assets. And then it lent more than half of it to its sister company, which then proceeded to invest it and gamble it on various different things in cryptocurrency. And apparently, they backed their own company with their own token.
But he's sorry.
Yeah, he's sorry now.
Well, to be fair, by the way, to be fair, that guy was sort of like J.P. Morgan, who was going around and trying to rescue all the banks. This guy tried to go and rescue all the failing crypto companies.
Right.
But you know what brought him down? What brought him down is a public feud with CZ, the guy who runs the biggest exchange, is Binance.
Mm-hmm.
And that guy was like, hey, I'm sitting on $2 billion of your token, and you're pissing me off. I'm just going to, like, dump your token. And these guys went, oh, yeah, we'll buy it at $20 or $22. And they tried to defend that price, but the sheer amount that was being dumped, they couldn't do it. And then people were like, oh, let's do a run on the exchange. So literally, if this guy would just not pick a fight with the biggest, the only guy bigger than him, then he would have probably been fine. But that's what I mean. What with all these centralized players?
Well, that's the thing. He had a huge ego. This dude was literally buying advertising featuring his face.
Oh boy.
Like most crypto exchanges, they have a logo, right? Like they have the logo in their, you know, crypto.com or Kraken or whatever, and they promote their logo. Every ad with this guy, it had his face on it.
How come I only see him for the first time then? Because it's like,
well, you didn't live in a big city. He was literally buying like you know those building advertisements where it's like an entire
side
of the building.
Serious?
Yeah, this dude's face was buildings and stuff. Hey, thank you, Greg, for the call tonight. That's a crazy story. I would have never heard about him except if it weren't for the fact that he was constantly promoting himself.
He probably made himself an NFT too.
And then he goes and, as Greg points out, he picks a fight with the biggest exchange in the world, and he lost. And then lost his customers' funds, and it's really ugly. There's more.
Chaebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
November 10th marks the 247th birthday of the U.S. Marine Corps. It traces its origins to 1775 and the Second Continental Congress. At the U.S. Marine Corps Memorial in Arlington, Virginia, a wreath-laying ceremony is followed by a gun salute. President Biden is set to meet with the Chinese president next week. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
President Biden said he plans to discuss how the United States and China can avoid conflict when he meets with Chinese leader Xi Jinping during a trip to Bali, Indonesia next week. Currently, the United States and China have mutual political, economic, and security interests. Taiwan is where the two sides differ.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And if you are interested in getting into cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, you can go to Bitcoin.com and you can click Get Started at the top of the page. Get some of the basics down, like centralized currency. What does that mean? What makes it different from the government monies that we've had for generations? These are the things you'll learn over at Bitcoin.com. Click Get Started at the top of the page. You can do things like buy crypto through Bitcoin.com. You get the latest news headlines and more. There's a lot to do over at Bitcoin.com. And if you want the latest news, it's over at news.bitcoin.com. Now, Reed, you're pretty new to the whole cryptocurrency scene. As I understand it, you didn't get any crypto before you even moved back to New Hampshire.
Correct. The first crypto I got was from you guys for
right from Free Talk Live, not from me. Touch crypto, but
right.
Some people around here are still authorized to do those things. But yeah, every now and then some of our co-hosts get a little something for coming out here because gas isn't cheap these days. But
It's all the way down to 370,
380 or whatever. 390. I think I saw 389 on the way.
Yeah, historic achievement for Biden.
You're listening to this conversation about this crypto exchange. I mean, you're pretty much an outsider. What do you think when you hear about centralized crypto exchanges failing? I mean, does it speak to you in any way?
Well, I used to be a complete skeptic of crypto. I was like a Peter Schiff gold bug type of guy. Over the last couple of years, I've become more agnostic about it. I mean, I feel like it is a religion. Almost all of it is. Like, gold is a religion. Crypto is a religion. fiat is religion.
You're saying like, it because it's like a belief system?
Yeah, okay. And it's either you're all in or you think it's stupid. And I'm kind of in the middle now. Like, I'm just like, yeah, I think there's something to it. But they're just like, you know, how Peter Schiff's been wrong about gold so many times, saying it was going to go up to $70,000 or whatever. And, but then people are the same with Bitcoin. Like, they're like, oh, it's going to be the world reserve currency soon, or it's going to be, you know, and it's like, nah, I don't know. Yeah. So I'm just kind of somewhere in the middle on it.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. And it is very religious. A lot of it is very religious, where you get people who are this sort of adherence to the one true crypto.
Sure.
Like, oh, well, you know, Bitcoin is the only true crypto. These people are called Bitcoin maximalists. And then there's people who believe that, you mentioned XRP, Joe, this is Ripple, and they call themselves the XRP army, and no other crypto can be the true, you know, the one true crypto. And it's just, it's a very religious thing. It sounds a lot like the different religious schisms and things like that. And
sure.
And in crypto, you can literally have a schism, right? So well, in 2017...
It could be like a Baptist, cryptist, or like a Catholic, or yeah. a Pentecostal. Costal, you know.
Well, I mean, rightfully so, it's religious because, you know, you look back into history, a lot of religions surrounded their methodologies around, you know, having a sound money. I mean, look at Jesus, he flipped the money changer tables, mm-hmm. right? And I always like to say that. It's nice to say that because it's the only time he really, like, acted out and he like was like, kind of like violent of yeah. sorts. And he was like, no, you're not going to put the image of Caesar on our coins mm-hmm. or something like that. I don't remember.
No, I was setting up, they were selling stuff at the temple, like turning it into an auctioneer market center, yeah.
Right.
Well, of course, the governments have been clipping coins for as long yes. as they've, you know, basically had coins. They've been shaving them, clipping them.
Mixing them with the other metal.
Right, well, debasing them, yeah. And so they've had these methods of robbing people and essentially inflating the money supply before the last 100 years, where they finally cooked up you know, true fiat currency, where they can literally just print it into existence and don't even need to have gold anymore. So there's always been this process of debasing currency, which is why a lot of people are really into, at least from the libertarian perspective, are into cryptocurrency, because they yeah. see it as a way out from this government-controlled system. And to that extent, it is, right? Like, there is that reality. That is a reality with cryptocurrency, is that the state doesn't control it.
Right.
So I agree with you, Reed. Like, I am not a religious... I'm not religious for one crypto or another, but I mm-hmm. am of the belief that cryptocurrency is a really important technology for the advancement of humankind. I don't know which one's going to be the winner, you know, when all's mm-hmm. said and done, if ever all will be said and done. Like right now, Bitcoin's the winner because it was there first. So it had that head start, that network effect. I think there's someday some's probably going to, you know, take it off the king of the mountain, so to speak. What that's going to be, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't see how you can even guess or predict what that would be.
Mm-hmm. I would say it's any coin that you truly believe in, and like we have enough of those people that have true believers, then that's the coin that's going to rise up. The one that's actually, you know, a private coin, maybe Monero, or R, or Hushcoin, or I don't know if you guys know any other privacy coins we should shout out right now, because once people start realizing that the coins that you have, the crypto that you have, isn't actually private, and they're tracking every little bit of it, like Bitcoin, unfortunately,
yeah.
you're going to realize that, yeah, even the Lightning Network ain't doing the job. See, I don't even know these things. I'm not a coder, but I hear it. I hear it enough to know that the only ones to do are the ones that actually are private.
Yeah, I love the idea of the privacy coins. Unfortunately, it doesn't seem like the market values that yet.
Yet.
And maybe that day is coming. But it's hard to imagine that, given the American people being the way that they are, and the people of the world being so obedient and being willing to be told what to do constantly by the government, and having their privacy invaded on, you know, at every turn, and not really caring that much about it. It's hard to imagine that there's going to be something. I mean, it's been almost 10 years since Edward Snowden came out with the, you know, quote unquote revelations. It was 2013. It was the summer of 2013 when Edward Snowden broke this news about the NSA and all the spying that he revealed. And we don't know what they've done since then.
It's far more right? advanced.
Yeah, they want you to believe, oh, yeah, we're not doing that anymore. Yeah, sure. They're doing whatever they want to do. They've got, as you said, more advanced tools probably than they ever have.
Yeah.
And what are people doing about it? What can they do about it? I mean, you can try to protect your own privacy, and there are tools out there to do that. But if people valued it, Monero would be one of the top five cryptocurrencies instead of number 30 or 31 or wherever it is.
I have this. So, you just be a good person, living life, and you don't have to worry about these secret people watching you. And you know that
you still have to worry about it because they can still frame you with stuff.
True. Yeah.
You know.
We're a body cam 24/7. You think I'm joking? I think this is going to get to a point where we have to hold ourselves accountable so that we can show that we've been innocent our whole lives. It's going to be insane in the future.
So I think that you're going to see cryptocurrency will continue to be a tool in the freedom movement. But I also agree. I don't think you should become one of the religious zealots about it.
What do you think about gold and silver? You think they're a thing of the past?
No,
it's all
absolutely
part of the game.
I think that we saw in this scene here in New Hampshire, the Liberty community before cryptocurrency, gold and silver, mostly silver, of course, because it's cheaper.
Yeah.
Silver was used. It was something that was transacted. And now we see with the gold backs, we're seeing the same thing coming back. And I knew when I saw the gold backs for the first time in Liberty or Freedom Fest in 2019, I said, this is going to be huge in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to love it, and they do.
We have a minter in the Liberty Movement that he makes his own fractional silver.
Yeah, that's
I think it's silver amazing.
Dave.
Silver Dave,
you have
the local silver mint. Where you can go pick it up locally, and I think it's a great idea. You know, you can buy 10th ounces, and you can go and buy a meal with that, or like a lunch with 1/10th ounce or two. You don't have to like bring a 1 ounce coin and have to spend one whole ounce.
Yeah,
you can break
that's
it
a big
down.
Deal. I think that those sorts of things are always going to have a place. There's a certain type of person who they just have zero interest in the electronic stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I'm not saying they're all older, but certainly older folks are going to have a more tactile preference. They want to have something in their hand. That's what they were raised with. Certainly younger people.
Technologically illiterate people are going to have trouble with crypto.
Some of these younger people, they've never had dollars. They've literally been raised on a debit card. They don't even know. Like, there's videos online, and they're, you know, they're funny videos of how ignorant young people are. People don't even know how many pennies are in a dollar. Seriously, they don't even know how many dimes are in a dollar. They've probably never seen them.
They never played with those little plastic coins that are worth more than the real coins nowadays.
They literally had electronic money.
But that's why I like silver and gold as like our currency, because it's actually antimicrobial, whereas paper money spreads disease.
That's a good point, too. The number here, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Alex Jones has to pay another $500 million. That verdict came out today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here in the remaining moments. We have time for you if you dial in at 603-283-6160. And I want to say thank you to Ryan Walsh. Ryan is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. He is contributing $5 a month. That's what we asked for. So thank you, Ryan, for helping us out with that. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It is a way for you to get behind what we do here on Free Talk Live, which is, you know, talk about the ideas of liberty 7 nights a week on broadcast radio and online as well. Speaking of online, not only can you go to freetalklive.com and grab episodes of our show, listen live, interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts, you can also visit these guys, Reed Coverdale. You can find him on Naturalist Capitalist, which he does. You already did a recap for the election?
Yep.
Get over to his Odyssey channel. He's also, I think, still on YouTube, right? You still over there?
YouTube and Rumble and Odyssey, yeah.
Naturalist Capitalist. You want to search for him. And then Joa has Breaking the Flaw also on Odyssey.
Yes,
and on YouTube.
And Rumble.
And Rumble.
Yep.
All right. So check those guys out. Be sure you subscribe on whatever platform you prefer. Obviously, we prefer Odyssey. You can visit our Odyssey channel at video.freetalklive.com. So somebody who's future on media may not be so bright as Alex Jones. Latest news out of the Connecticut courtroom.
Yikes.
He's now being ordered to pay $473 million more.
On top of 900 or whatever it was.
On top of 950 or 60 or so. Yeah, $965 million was the original order for so-called compensation. And now this is the damages portion of the handout, $473 million. So, you know, total all that up, and then he had the other $45 million that came out of the Texas court. You're talking about, you know, $1.5 billion, basically.
Boy, he needs to win the Powerball.
Yeah. Or a nuclear war, so that way he can sell his iodine.
Oh, yeah. By the way,
his pills.
They have frozen his assets at this point. That's something else that came out of
this. Well, that makes no sense.
They don't want him sending it from, you know, his account to somebody else or overseas or whatever, buying cryptocurrency, that sort of thing.
We're going to start seeing him sleeping in the studio. It's going to be funny.
Well, it's not funny. I mean, it's
sad. It's tragic. But I mean, come on. This guy should have been prepared for all this.
Do you guys wonder if he's an op?
Like a government agent?
Exactly.
Yeah, well, the thing is, like, he's done nothing but sensationalize the hell out of every, you know, deviation from the official narrative. So he completely discredits any deviation from what they're telling us is true, because then he just pumps it full of so much crap and so much ridiculous, you know, flair. And then on top of that, he's been the guy who's kind of spearheaded social media censorship, and now he's the guy who's spearheading getting your socks sued off for pushing, you know, an alternative to the official narrative. It makes me wonder if he's all there by, you know, on purpose. Even if he's not actually like a government agent, it makes me wonder if he's just the perfect dummy to, right, you know, fill that position.
Yeah,
I don't know, because he...
No, I've been saying that for many, 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 many years.
Yeah.
I listen, this Alex Jones, I'm not gonna lie, I woke up to a lot of Alex Jones stuff. Mm-hmm. That's like when he actually was saying like the right things. You know, I felt like, I don't know, when he came out, what was that movie? Endgame.
And the Obama one?
It was right around the time Obama was starting to run, and like they...
Okay, yeah, there was one called Obama Deception, I think.
Oh yeah, that was pretty good too.
Endgame came before that?
I think so. Yeah. Endgame was like his first big one. Anyways.
He's had a lot of big movies.
There's some of them that were good, but like, when documentaries actually cared, people cared about watching them.
Right.
And it's just all changed, but I don't know. I think Alex, I think he was kind of, you know, part of the system in many ways.
He was
definitely
Trump.
Pushing Trumpy. Yeah, Trump.
Kidding.
He went from being this outside of the system. He started on like cable access in Austin, Texas.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, so he had a real like.
He was friends, or I don't know if friends is the right word, but he was acquainted with Scott Horton, and they would do stuff talking about the cops brutalizing people and.
Yeah. I think he, you know, this, of course, there's the rumor that he is Bill Hicks, but he knew, like, you know, ran in those circles back in the day, and I think him and Bill Hicks had a mutual friend or something like that. Anyway, there's no doubt the guy started grassroots.
Sure.
And he was, you know, in the early days, very critical of all big government things, mm-hmm, and was just as critical of George Bush as he was Obama. And then Alex Jones or Donald Trump came along, and all that stuff just melted away, and he became a total arch statist for Trump, basically.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
So if he wasn't compromised initially, it certainly is possible that they could have compromised him at some, you know, some point along the way.
Don't you think he's gotten more ridiculous too, though? Like back in the day, he had kind of sane critiques of things, but now he's just gone off the wall. So now it's at the point, if you align yourself with any criticism of something that's happened, you instantly get put in, you're one of those guys.
Alex Jones.
It's like, oh, wow, thanks, Alex. You've really made it easy for us. I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to really know for sure what the truth is about people like that. You know, is he just a screw-up, somebody who couldn't hold his relationships together and just started drinking too much and lost control? I mean, there's video that somebody just put out, one of his employees put out video of Alex Jones walking around the office going and fetching from a broom closet or something, some kind of alcoholic beverage on a regular basis during the day, just walking over.
Why would he want to hide it?
I don't know. That's the weird thing. It's weird.
He's ashamed about it.
Well, right. It's his business. You would think if he wants to walk around with a bottle of Jack Daniels all day, he could. He's the boss. He's the owner. But yeah, apparently he's like trying to hide it. And they said, hey, Alex, don't put out videos or don't watch your employees or whatever. They were trying to teach him a lesson because I guess he was, you know, observing them on the security system. So they made a little video of what Alex Jones was doing.
Can you imagine, like,
during the day?
His sort of job and all the kind of news tips that come in, all the, like, I don't, he doesn't even know if they're credible news sources or not, but I'm sure he's hearing some really wild stories he's never put out there.
Sure.
I just can only imagine, because I hear some things, too, that I never talk about.
Right.
Right? And it's, I don't know. The guy must have some psychological problems at this point. Going through all this and all the conspiracies.
Well, yeah, if he didn't have psychological problems, I mean, he's definitely got them after losing $1.5 billion in judgments in these cases. I mean, that is, it's going to just destroy anything that he has. They're going to strip him of every asset that he owns. I don't think they can take your house from you or your car from you, but they can definitely take his business from him, as far as I know.
Could you imagine, like, InfoWars turns liberal?
Like, like if he sold it off to the Young Turks or something like that.
Oh, my God. Hilarious. The Young Turks. Did you see Cenk Uygur voted Republican? He was talking about it on his show. I mean, on Twitter.
How was this in Los Angeles?
Mm-hmm. He said the Democrats have ruined this city, so I'm voting Republican. This is kind of funny.
I don't know. Someone said the Young Turks took up my story. Did they?
I have no clue.
I didn't see
it. I wouldn't be surprised if they did. They would have really exposed it.
Yeah, but they don't really like actually exposing anything.
I'm curious. How many people in your story are you referring to the Don Bolduc conflict from a week ago or whatever? How many news agencies actually talked to you?
Probably 8.
Was any of them from outside of New Hampshire?
Washington Examiner.
Okay, that's the only one.
And one other, I believe. Maybe not, no.
Okay. Yeah, I was just curious, because there's a ton of, national level
No, they didn't care. They can contact me. Yeah. It's pretty obvious where you can get me.
I reached out to, there's a series of radio stations that airs this show on the weekends. They're called The Pulse of New Hampshire.
Okay.
They're on in, the Lakes region. There's one in the Concord area in Hillsboro. And then there's a third one out on the Seacoast.
Yeah, I should be calling these local stations.
You should, because I contacted them. I reached out because I'd heard Don Bolduc was on the air, and I heard a clip or whatever of the interview. And, of course, he's trotting out the same old lies about what happened to him and all that. And I sent an email to them, and I said, hey, hey, guys, just want to let you know I'm on your station, right? Because I figured, hey, if I got the card, I'm going to play it, right? And I know the guy. I know Joa. He was the person that Bolduc accused of hitting him, and he's willing to do interviews. So, let me know if you want to talk to this guy. Crickets. Haven't heard anything back.
I'll try calling.
They didn't even bother to respond to me. So that's, that's actually unusual for New Hampshire. Yeah. Normally you're going to get somebody who's willing to actually talk to you, even if they don't, even if they're part of the mainstream media.
I did get a really fair interview, too, and the article was great.
In-depth NH?
In-depth, yes. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I agree with you. She's been the most journalist-y of all the journalists up here. She actually, Nancy West is her name. She's willing to ask questions, and she checks her facts. I've had her actually call me back to make sure she got something right.
Yeah, credibility is everything.
And if she makes a mistake, I'll send her an email and say, hey, Nancy, I said you misspelled Joe's name on this one paragraph. I actually sent her an email about that. She corrected it. No problem.
H.
She just transposed H O. So J O.
Oh, yeah. I think I did see that for a moment there.
All right, out of time tonight. Check out Reed over at Naturalist Capitalist, his podcast, and Joa is Breaking the Flaw. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.